This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Talking Otago with ORC.
Joining me this morning, we have the Otago Regional Council Senior Communications Advisor Lisa Scott with us, talking about an online survey that's still open for the ORC's draft Indigenous Biodiversity Strategy. Kia ora, nice to have you with us, Lisa.
Kia ora, good morning, lovely to talk to you.
Now, so the survey is still open for the draft Indigenous Biodiversity Strategy. How's all that going?
Yeah, it's been open since early November and it's closing on Sunday. We've had a really steady response, but we would like one last push from communities so that we can understand what's important to them.
All right, so what exactly is the Indigenous Biodiversity Strategy all about?
Well, anybody that lives here knows that Otago has some of the most unique biodiversity in the country, from the Kea's in the Southern Alps to Muka Muka or Skinks on the Schist Tours in central Otago, the mountain wetter that actually literally freeze onto the rock of the Rock and Pillar Range, to our lovely yellow-eyed penguins on the coast, and those small stream refuges for the native galaxid fish, which are dinosaur fish going back eons. But all of this is under pressure on several fronts, with threats which we understand, like habitat loss, invasive pets, and climate change, of course.
So, how can the public help with this?
Well, look, by doing the survey, it'll tell us what's really important to the different communities in Otago. I mean, protecting Otago's native biodiversity is going to take a real team effort from everyone. And this is our chance for everyone to contribute. Have a look at the draft. It's written in wonderfully simple to understand language and give us your feedback. The work includes a long-term vision for the region and a shorter-term goals for between now and 2040. It also contains ORC's approach to strengthening the collective efforts of our communities, landowners, mana whenua, businesses, central government and local councils. Look, it's going to take all of us, really.
And what are you going to do with the survey results?
We'll take the feedback and it will help us plan the work programs, and it will pull together the things that we already do really well, the knowledge that we hold, our approach to integrated catchment management, our biosecurity work, and also and by empowering others, especially communities, through the work of catchment advisors.
All right. So it's up to us now. We've got a few days left. Where can we take the survey?
Yes, please do. I know everybody has a very long to-do list, but it'd be great if you could just pop on to www.orc.gov.nz/ourbiodiversityfuture. That's on our website. That's a direct link. And please go there before Sunday and have your say. It's really important to us and we'd really appreciate it.
All right. Important work to be done and we have a chance to help direct it. So thanks, Lisa, for joining us today for today's edition of Talking Otago. Thanks to you and the team at the ORC for all the great work you're doing, and we look forward to catching up with you with Talking Otago in a few weeks' time.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.